On Ash Wednesday, just 2 weeks ago, earlier this month, we had our second annual Ashes to Go, which is a service that we held outside the front of the church on the sidewalk in front of Patrick Henry High School here. And the sign on our sandwich board read "Prayers and Ashes to Go." I was fortunate to be joined by a few other brave souls, including Diane Jones, who's probably somewhere here, Diane and Neil Kramer. And so with ashes in one hand and a prayer sheet in another, we waved to everybody, we beckoned them, all the cars, all the passerbyers, to come on by and stop to receive a prayer and maybe some ashes. So most declined our offer. But there were others who were super curious, even really excited about it. And so we had some of course, of our own church members who came, but we also had teenagers from Patrick Henry Stop. We also had our biggest taker were parents who were there to pick up kids who came, or just people walking by or walking their dogs stopped and talked to us. And some of them wanted some really serious prayer. Right, like one couple who were expectant and wanted special blessings for their soon-to-be baby girl. They were nervous about the delivery, and we prayed with that couple. Others prayed for prayers for strength or for healing, for illness, for themselves or others. Some were tearing up as we shared that time of prayer. Others just beamed with gratitude. And it was, like it always is, just this incredible time to share a holy moment with people, a reminder that God is present right here with us in the midst of our sidewalk, right there, wherever we are, with other people, many of whom, again, were total strangers. But for that time on our sidewalk in here in San Carlos neighborhood, it became a place to worship. In a place of prayer. On the other hand, well, as I mentioned, most people declined the prayers or crosses for ashes. And I had to be, I was reminded of my experience when I was a rector in Portland, Oregon. And for some reason there, frequently, you know, here people just said, no, thanks. But when I was there, it seemed like everybody would say, or a lot of people would respond, you know, no thanks, I'm all good. I heard that over and over. No, thanks. I'm good. I'm all good. They were very good there. but I noticed, like, some of them said it, but there was, in some of these kids, especially, we were also near a high school, people walking by, teenagers walking by, and you could just see in their posture and the look on their face, there was some sadness and perhaps loneliness. And my heart was just aching for them. Like, I just, oh, let us pray. You know, and I could see in their eyes that need, but they just kept walking, you know. And it hit me then, just like it hit me again this month, how much God just loves everybody, you know, and everyone here in our city, you know, just how much that love pervades. And it was like I was feeling the words of Jesus in our gospel story saying, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing," right? I could easily hear Jesus saying here, "San Diego, San Diego, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." So, that was true of these folks, but I have to say it's really kind of true of all of us to some extent. I mean, how often God desires us to go, to hide us, to protect us under God's loving wings, and yet we're not willing. We resist some of those invitations, like, you know, to pray or to be with God. We skip that time and we're like, "Hey, good, now thanks, I'm all good. I'm good. I got a lot to do. I'm busy." And so we push on through the challenges, even the mundane tasks that we face day to day, without going to God, to rely, to ask for God's help that's just there for us, waiting so often. We, like Jerusalem in Jesus' day, we're still like baby chicks, right? We are vulnerable. We are God's little children. We are vulnerable, as Jesus describes, to the wiles of the foxes in our midst. You know, in Jesus' time, the rulers and those in power included Herod, right, whom Jesus describes as a fox. But in every age, throughout history, there are always dangerous and wily foxes in this world. Often those who wield power and control have minds bent just like Herod's, bent on destruction, bent on power. And St. Paul describes them in our reading today as enemies of the cross of Christ, those who are focused on earthly things and not the things of God. And so we see this in Herod. Herod wanted to destroy Jesus, to kill Jesus, right? This wily fox. And the people of Jerusalem and the followers of Jesus, they had reason to be afraid. It was a fearful, fearful time to be alive. I have to say, though, I see from people in our church, I've been getting a lot of contact from folks, phone calls, letters, emails, expressing anxiety, expressing fear, even dread at times. And they sound much like the description of Abram in Genesis today when he was filled with fear. It says, a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. And I'm hearing this from people. And others, on the other hand, we have the contrast of others who are like, I'm all good. Thanks, I'm good, you know. So there's that contrast between those who are aware of their need, who sense that sense of being like little children, like the hen's young, and those who are all good, who don't need it. And I see Jesus' broken heart over the people of God in this passage. And I think we're being invited to join him in that brokenness, that we too are called to stand and to look out over our own city and our own world, over all the people in our lives, even, of course, the least of these, and the most vulnerable, and those who are targeted by hate for any reason. And we, like Jesus, are invited to share in his heart of love and compassion, to see, like he did, that all people would come under the welcoming embrace and protection of God, gathered together under the wings of God. I think you and I then have a prophetic role to play in this corner of the world of San Diego, where we inhabit, to help bring others into the love and protection and light of God. The people here in San Diego, they too need grace and love. They need healing and refuge that God has for them. And I was just deeply reminded of that on Ash Wednesday. What can we do? We get to be Jesus' outstretched arms looking out over the city like him. We can make a difference to those whose lives we touch. We can invite and welcome all into the haven of this faith community and into God's rest and compassion. Because God desires that every last one of us would come and find shelter under God's wings. We are not without a loving Savior. And God comes to us just like to Abram, right? In all of Abram's fears, and says, like the text reads, do not be afraid. I am your shield. That is who we rest in. And so in Lent, we're reminded of Jesus' deep and sacrificial love for us. As we look to the cross and we follow then in his footsteps, Jesus, like a mother hen protecting her brood from the fox, has gone to the greatest lengths possible to show us the love that God has for us. And while, of course, we know that the wily and dangerous foxes of the world did kill the mother hen. We also know she saved her baby chicks in the process. And that is the power and the salvation and the promise of God in Christ Jesus, that no matter what we face, no matter the dangers, we need not be afraid. Greater love has no end than this, than to lay down one's life. It is that love, it is that power and grace and mercy that we have received and that we get to extend to others in God's name. San Diego, San Diego, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Thanks be to God for Jesus, our mother hen. Amen.